Jemele Hill says election results prove white women are not the real face of feminism. By Warner Todd Houston on November 7, 2018. Former ESPN host and current Atlantic writer Jemele Hill slammed white women who she says torpedoed the candidacy of Beto O'Rourke in last night's Texas Senate race. Along with many other left-wing progressives, Hill jumped to Twitter to note that O'Rourke lost because many white women did not vote for him on November 6. 59% of white women voted for Ted Cruz. 53% of white women voted for Donald Trump. So given these numbers, who is the real face of feminism? She tweeted on the day after Election Day. This attack on white women is becoming a common topic among liberals. White women are increasingly being discounted as women in the feminist movement merely because so many of them still vote for Republican candidates. As Daily Caller reported, the Women's March also jumped on white women for daring to stray from the liberal plantation. The resistance group tweeted out some of the percentages of white women who broke for Republicans such as Ted Cruz and Brian Kemp, and warned these women that there needs to be accountability for their actions. White women have been a target of attack by progressives all year. But many such complaints surfaced during the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who was falsely accused of sexual harassment in October. A recent New York Times article, for instance, called white women gender traitors. In another case, radical Islamist Linda Sarsour called Senator Susan Collins a traitor to women for voting to confirm Justice Kavanaugh. Radical feminist Rebecca Solnit also slammed white women for trading their gender fidelity for political power. And the leftist activist organization called Ultraviolet insisted that white women are just another aspect of white supremacy that needs to be cleansed from our society. Many other left-wingers took to Twitter to attack white women, as well. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.